Hey, it's Lauren. This is an excerpt from the full-length episode. To listen to the entire episode, head to the show notes and follow the link. This episode has been brought to you by me and my business, Lauren Grace Inspirations. One of the things that I see in the people that I know and clients that I work with is that sometimes we have that claircognizance, which is that inner knowing, and we feel in a way that we almost have to justify it. And I think that's where sometimes people can get caught up, where they go, I know this to be true, but I don't know why. So I feel like I need to, in a way, explain it. That's when our human mind kind of comes in and can get in the way. And a big part about what you're talking about here is about your ability to get to know yourself so that you can trust your first impressions, your intuition, and the information that comes through to you without necessarily having to justify or explain it to other people.
Yes, I think it's definitely true. I think there's two ways to know something, with the head or with the heart. And sometimes they match, and that's great. And then we absolutely know, you know, and we've got the proof, the science, the head, the rational saying, yes, okay, this is true, wonderful. You just know that it's true too, no problem. But sometimes it doesn't match. Usually your heart's telling you, yes, this is true. But your head is going, well, you know, I really need proof. Do other people think that it's also true? If everybody thinks it's not true, it's probably not true. And so your head has a million ways of convincing you that it's not true. And because in society, we're so focused on the head and on science and on proof and everything, if you're very led or, you know, influenced by society, it might be a little bit harder. So it's those people that can really put the mind aside, let it rest, and have practice in tuning into their heart, and they start trusting themselves more and more and more. Because also when you start trusting yourself and that intuition, and which really comes from our heart, and you start actually acting upon it, you will prove to yourself that, hey, that was a good thing that I did. And it's practice, right? So let's say you have a feeling that you should do that, you really do, but you know your head's telling you, you know, probably shouldn't, because blah 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 blah, but you go ahead and you do it anyway, and it turns out to be really good, and you're like, yes, I knew it. Okay, and then next time you also get a bit more courageous, you're like, okay, let me try it again, you know, let me just trust my heart again. And as you get into that practice of doing that over and over, you just prove to yourself after time that, hey, you know, it's worked out every time. I'm just going to trust it, and I'm just going to not listen to my mind and not listen to society so much anymore. And yeah, and you'll also start finding proof that, you know, that thing that you're feeling in your heart is true. There is also some other scientific evidence. You know, you start listening to these kind of podcasts, and you start, you know, there's a lot of spiritual stuff out there in the world that's being proven, that there's science to all these things, including channeling, by the way. So yeah, and then it starts aligning again.
Hi, thanks so much for listening to the episode. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please leave us a review where you listen to your podcast and share it with your friends. Thank you. New episodes every Thursday.